I'm sure that many of you are familiar with the show that was on PBS called The Antiques Roadshow. And it was kind of every person's hope, or at least it became that as this went on. For those of you not familiar with it, it was a show where people had picked up an item, let's say at a garage sale or a yard sale, or maybe they found something in their basement, or when they were helping someone to move. They found an object, an item, and they would bring it to the Antiques Roadshow, and they would look at the item and have experts appraise what it was worth. Sometimes it was worth a great deal of money, which is the part that gave everybody hope that maybe there was such an item in their own house like that. But more often than not, while it looked like something that was wonderful, in fact, most of the time, it wasn't terribly valuable. I use this analogy to think about or to compare what is going on in the first reading when we hear that wisdom is resplendent in its glory. We have so many situations today where we have to look and decide, is this an area of wisdom or not? We're faced and confronted with so many complicated situations in our lives. I know as one who teaches high school that sometimes the question is, how will I know when I'm in love? For others, it could be, how will I know whether or not I should take this job or that job? How do I know whether I should buy this house? How do I know how to appropriately deal with those people with whom I disagree? And perhaps more importantly, how do I deal with people when they become disagreeable? The key is God's wisdom. And that in every aspect of our lives, we need to be doing the comparisons that I mentioned or that I used as a similarity of the Antiques Roadshow. Is what we're considering something valuable and good and true, or is it something that's not? This year has been a year where we have faced all kinds of complexities, all kinds of situations. The year 2020 has become known, really, I think, for a metaphor for everything that could possibly go wrong. We've had a pandemic, which we're still in the midst of, and it doesn't look like we're getting out of it anytime soon. We've had economic hardship in our country. Some people do not have a job, and they're concerned. Others can't afford not to go to work, even though to do so puts them at some risk. We've had the absolute difficulty, tension, stress of a very difficult period of election. We've had issues that have reminded us that not all people in this country experience the justice they deserve. The areas where we still experience and have racial divide became clear to us yet again. And while I don't think they really materialized, 2020 seemed to be an appropriate year when we would have murder hornets. This has been a tough year. But in some ways, there's always difficulties in life. And what the gospel reminds us of today is the importance of being ready, of being awake, of making this quest to understand and to see the wisdom of God in our lives. The foolish virgins were foolish, not because the wise virgins were unkind, but because they weren't ready. In the time of Jesus, when there was a big event like this, the notice of this event went out well in advance. And then you were given kind of, hey, we're almost ready. Now it's time to come. So they had plenty of time to be ready for this event. But when the event actually came, they weren't ready. They became perhaps complacent in looking for the wisdom of God. Or perhaps they were lazy, thinking we've got plenty of time to work out where it is we might see God and how it is we need to be ready. There were any number of instances where I suspect they had the opportunity to to buy oil and to bring it with them, but they chose not to. That can be the challenge for us in our own spiritual life. We can say to ourselves, there's always going to be a little bit more time to look for God. There's always going to be some time where we can really begin to act as if the kingdom of God is real. I think we're at a great moment in this country where once again we're being given this invitation because we're so isolated from each other to recognize the value and importance of relationships. We've been without some of the relationships that we may have become accustomed to. But if we're people that are always looking for wisdom, we will begin to learn that there are some things that, quite frankly, are always part of that wisdom. Always and everywhere, people have human dignity. Always and everywhere, we are in the image and likeness of God. Always and everywhere, how we treat another person is directly connected to how we treat Christ. Today, make a promise to yourself that you will always seek the wisdom of God, and in so doing, become something valuable that lasts forever.